from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know we're also just a couple days away, though, from kicking off the three-peat campaign, man. That's what it's all about on Thursday. We start this thing.
So with just the season 2 days away, obviously, eventually we're going to be making predictions on where we are. But a lot of this for me is like Tuesday kicked in and then we're finally back on the air. So now I'm like, okay, the defense starts. The defense of the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, the actual chance to get three in a row. I told you the pressure on the actual players doesn't kick in until the postseason for me. And I will not panic in the middle of the year if there are growing pains like a lot of teams do have. But I still think this team is better than last year's team. So 2 days from now, I'm excited to see what the new look version of the Chiefs looks like. Specifically, the new look Chiefs offense. And while I know they'll be without Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy's still here. They've upgraded the wide receiver spot at like three different spots. And Patrick Mahomes should feel vindicated to go get the deep passing offense back in the game. And so I'm excited because it's game week. And I think that the Chiefs have a chance to be an even better team than they were last year, which sounds silly because they won the Super Bowl last year.
Patrick Mahomes acknowledged the regular season. They, you know, did not have fun, which, yes, is a first world problem. If you're another city, you're like, okay.
That regular season was kind of lame.
But they didn't. Yeah. And that is why I'm more confident in terms of heading into the start of the season, is because this team is not complacent. We know that. Yes, they're chasing history, but also they weren't happy how the season started. The Lions came in here a year ago and won at Arrowhead on banner night, right? And that result stunk. They were missing a couple pieces. We all know that. It was not the result anybody was looking for. Now you're going up against a Ravens team who you just beat in their place. So you know they're plenty motivated as well. And maybe this is a rematch later on this season again. Who knows? But it definitely puts you in position, you know, to already set the tone seeding-wise later on in the season. These first 2 weeks when you get Baltimore and you got Cincinnati right out of the gate, you could already position yourself really nicely. But I think the overarching theme of the season and three-peat and everything like that, you're right that they don't feel the pressure till later. I'm with you. The national noise will only increase as they continue. But this team has not shied away from acknowledging that there's a three-peat on the line. And I think that's a good thing in the way that they haven't said, we're not flat out acknowledging that. They're not going to go out of their way to every single week talk about it, but they know what's at stake, and they're not afraid of that challenge. They got too many pieces in place that were trying to go back to back of last year, which that was a huge talking point to be one of the few teams that had gone back to back.
This is where Andy Reid really matters come week one of the regular season, because when they started their regular week on like Saturday last week, right? Because to Andy, this is not Tuesday. Right. This is 2 days before game day, which means it's Friday. And Andy treats it like a Friday, and he treats next week in the same capacity, where every week has the same feel, no matter what. We're focused on this one opponent. But it's impossible to ignore that they are chasing something historic that no other franchise in NFL history has been able to accomplish. Plenty of teams have had a chance. Packers, Dolphins, Steelers, Cowboys, Niners, Patriots, Broncos. A lot of teams have had the opportunity to step back into the ring and get their third in a row. Not a single one has even made it back to the Super Bowl. Very few have even made it back to the AFC title game, where the Chiefs seemingly just have a seat left open for themselves based on all the recent history of where they've been. And so I don't think that can be ignored for week one. The other part is I want to wash the bad taste of week one from last year out of my mouth. This whole part of they should have won that game. They had it in pocket, and then all these mistakes started to pile up that eventually cost them. Maybe, yeah, Chris Jones sitting up in the
suite with
his two agents squeezed between him. And you're like, oh, man, I just want that guy in the field. I just want all these players here so they can get this win on banner night and do it again. It's why I don't think, and we'll give score predictions, I'm sure, on Thursday. It's why I don't feel like they're going to lose. They're too good of a team to just walk in on opening night with all this extra preparation and fall short again. The Ravens are interesting because where do they rank amongst the Chiefs' key rivals? I still have Cincinnati above them.
They're number two.
But they've got to be right in that range, aren't they? They're one of the single biggest teams competing for this with the Chiefs.
Baltimore's right after Cincy. Bigger picture rival just because of the head-to-head matchups. But Lamar, I mean, he's, what, 1-4 against Patrick Mahomes?
He called Patrick Mahomes his kryptonite once.
He did. That was after, that was before that Sunday night game. That was heading into that Sunday night game when I was in Baltimore.
That they eventually won.
That they won. There was the Clyde fumble, and I told you it was the most awkward, you know, walking out as a Chiefs fan in Baltimore. People were mooning me and my family while we were walking out of the game. It was a bizarre scene in Baltimore. I'll never forget that game. And then the Chiefs went on to win the Super Bowl. So ultimately, it didn't matter. Got the last laugh for sure. But you're right. For Baltimore, I mean, other than the seeding implications, I do think they're the second biggest challenger to Kansas City. Buffalo, they play so often, but you don't have, I think, the worry about the Bills anymore for a lot of Chiefs fans. And I don't know. We can get on the text line, too, 913-586-7965. I get the sense heading into this season, into this game as well, maybe it's because the team is just better on the roster-wise heading in on paper, but that there's more confidence that even though they're trying to do something that's never been done entering the season, that fans view this team in better position to actually do that almost than a year ago.
I think what matters is fundamentally they are not a worse team across the board. There are only like two areas I think you could make a mark where you'd be like, are they worse? One is corner two, which we'll get to later in the show because Spags talked about it this weekend. And then maybe the offensive line. But I mean, they were starting an aging Donovan Smith going into that game. Patrick Mahomes has had four different left tackles in four different Super Bowl appearances. So it's hard for me to fret about that. The only thing defensively, it's the same defensive line, same linebackers, a lot of the same corners. They are missing Legarius Sneed, which matters. But when you like look at the game week, you're like, I think the Chiefs got better than the Ravens got better. That was what maybe the whole key to this offseason was. When you ask me again, like, I know I'm about to do a bunch of radio hits and so are you, and we're going to get called homers on Thursday when we give our official predictions. Give me the final four teams. Give me who's in the Super Bowl. And I inevitably say, the Chiefs do it again. They win the Super Bowl. They're in the AFC title game. And my stance has always been, it's not being a homer if it's right. I've been right a lot more than you've been right. Not you.
Yeah, yeah.
The collective you in predicting the final outcome of the season because I keep saying the Chiefs will be in the AFC title game. The Chiefs will win the Super Bowl because most of the time, that's just what's going to happen.
That's the era we're in. This is a dynasty right now. And so it is not crazy to predict certain things like not only going for their ninth straight division title, going to another AFC title game, going to another Super Bowl. I mean, that's just where we're at right now in this city with this football team. And it's why I think once again, though, that they ultimately will get back to being a number one seed. But for them to be the number one seed, I do think if you're just talking about that, then a win might be required on Thursday night. As silly as that sounds, this season is just getting started on Thursday, and we all know they lost the opener a year ago, and they still went on. But if you're just saying number one seed, I do think Thursday night is probably a game you're going to have to win because Baltimore probably will be able to rack up some wins and be right there along with Cincinnati and Kansas City for the number one seed conversation. You get to face all the potential teams, starting with Baltimore, that I think can be number one seeds, right? You're going to play Baltimore week one.
Cincinnati.
You're going to play Cincy. You're going to play Houston. To me, though, those are the only three teams. We'll talk about the Jets later when we do our divisional stuff, but I really think it's those teams that can be a number one seed in the AFC this year.
What's funny about that is all the other teams you mentioned outside the Chiefs play in a noticeably more difficult division. Like there are more questions about their ability to for sure, like if you put in percentages, percentage chance the Chiefs win the AFC West. 95? I don't know. I mean, barring some sort of injury.
Yeah. I don't think the implied probability or whatever it is that, but yes.
Not the implied odds. Yeah. Cody's personal percentages.
Minus 240 or something.
So they're probably like 65%. Yeah. Cody's personal percentages, 95.
Yeah. I hear you.
The percentage chance the Houston wins the division, 50-50. There are other teams. I think the Colts are good. The Jags were the favorite to win the division last year and won it the year before. I can't rule that out. The East seems more open than it's been in a while. Do the Bills have enough? Does Miami finally get that one extra game? They were only, again, a game short. The final game of the season away from winning the division last year. Is if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, can they compete? All the other divisions and the North, Everyone but the Steelers has a chance to win that division. 33% across the board and 0% for the Steelers. And so if those are the odds, the Chiefs have just as good a chance as anyone to be talking about the number one seed. But yeah, it does start with games on Thursday against the Ravens, because those are the kind of games you win when you end up being the number one seed.
Well, they're narrative setters too. Like, that may not matter in the locker room, but from how we'll talk about the team the rest of the season, how people nationally will talk about the team the rest of the season, it'll be shaped by what happens week one, whether you think it should or not. We just, if the Chiefs offense goes out there on Thursday and puts up 34 points, people are going to say, oh, Chiefs offense is fully back. Here we go again. Look out. On the flip side, if the offense looks the same, despite new weapons, people are going to say, well, okay, the offense, is this going to be the same story again? I don't think that'll be what we're saying, but those are the two narratives that we'll be focused in on after the game on Thursday and nationally Friday morning shows and everything.
It is nice. I like the Thursday thing, underrated part about it. Play this Thursday night game, Chiefs are 1-0, and then you can just go into the rest of the NFL week and be like, oh, fine. Red zone on Sunday.
Yeah,
none of these results make me feel bad. You're just like, you're so free and easy. Versus Monday, right? People do things and then you got the stress of the press. You know, none of that. Thursday, if you get the win, you just get to like cruise into a Brazil game on Friday night. The Sunday slate. Don't sweat a thing. Just know that you're 1-0 and everyone's chasing you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.